Well, hi there. Welcome to FlameFlash.net podcast, episode 158.5. I am still recording on September 5th in the evening, but I wanted to wax personal, wax gaming rather than political. Let's take a deep breath for a moment. Let's relax. Let's relax with some gaming. Let's relax with some anecdotes. So, for example, the amusing anecdote is I moved my daughter, my eldest daughter, back to college this last weekend. And in so doing, to celebrate the drop-off, to celebrate the move-in, dropped all of her stuff off. It's like, holy crap, we missed lunch. Let's go get some food. Took her to Olive Garden. During the conversation, I found out that her roommate, because she very kindly reached out to her roommate and said, do you have any food allergies? And the roommate said, no, no food allergies, but I can't stand the smell of seafood. Oops. Sorry, roommate. We both got seafood-based pasta at Olive Garden. And it's 2 hours away, so I couldn't take my leftovers with me because I'm cheap and don't mind not running the AC as I'm traveling, especially when it's by myself. So I sent her back to her room with our leftovers of seafood-based pasta dishes. And she quite enjoyed eating those leftovers before traveling to the cafeteria and braving the college food that hasn't been very great where she is. But it's just that funny, oh crap, what a great first impression microwaving seafood in their dorm room when the roommate explicitly says, I don't like the smell of seafood. Naturally, she made sure her roommate wasn't in the room when cooking the seafood or went to the common area and used that microwave. That was my suggestion, but I'm not sure which one she did. But just sit back and smile with me at the idea of, oops, I'm cooking seafood after you told me you don't like seafood. I really enjoyed that little factoid when she shared that with me. Otherwise, gaming-wise, last Friday, we enjoyed digging into Stardew. We're now in spring year 3. And I made a lot of good progress, personally. If you're familiar with Stardew, I am currently saving up to upgrade Pam and Penny's house. That's kind of my present goal. I've built up. I am nicely established. So it's simply a matter of throw my crops into kegs and preserve jars, throw the stuff from kegs into my basement so it gets to iridium quality, and then sell it all. Sell everything else. Sell all the things. So if you're not familiar with Stardew, I know that just sounded like Greek, but there it is. On Saturday evening after moving her in, once I got home, it was time to fold laundry. It was time to do some household chores that I'd missed doing, you know, during the day of Saturday. I was moving her into college. But we launched Civilization VI on the PS5, and I folded laundry. It is such a great game to fold laundry with, especially in multiplayer, because you're waiting on other people, you're folding the shirt, you're folding the pants, and you just go, and you're chatting with everybody else that you're playing with, and it's a fun time. It's a fun time for everybody, and you're being productive at the same time. Civ, since I am a new grandpa, is a fantastic game to hold a baby with as well. You only need one hand to play the game, mouse and keyboard, there you go. Off you go. And you have this precious, precious little baby ball, warm, sleeping baby ball, especially when they're a newborn, just snuggled up and sleeping on you. And it's not a live action-y game, so if they wiggle and need attention, you immediately can stop and step away and tend to their needs. And it's such a great game for new parents. Also, the World of Warcraft War Within is going strong. I have a character at level 71 and I have a character at level 73. And we are taking our time. So oldest son that is still at home, he and I in the evenings are trying our best. We fall asleep to play some World of Warcraft together, do some quests. I'm stopping and reading the quests, which is definitely slowing us down. But I'm trying to absorb this great story. War Within launches a new trilogy of expansions. And I want to make sure to catch every detail I can. So it's been a blast. Sometimes I am finding myself walking literally into walls because I'm starting to fall asleep. But that's the nature of being a gamer parent. You put the parenting first and then you game second and sometimes fall asleep at your desk. It's just how it is. This last Labor Day weekend is always an interesting one for me, just anecdotally. Let's get real. Because 11 years ago, we moved into our house. The family moved into our house. The purchase, actual signing date is coming up, September 13th. It was a Friday the 13th, oddly enough. It's going to be a Friday the 13th this year. And we were moving in that Labor Day weekend because school was about to start on Tuesday. So my time hop has been popping with first day of school pictures and being able to look back over the years as my kids have grown up and changed. And it's really cool to see them 10 years ago, 13 years ago, time hop. If you are not using this app, this is definitely not a paid advertisement, but if you are not using this app, I would strongly recommend digging into this app. It is so much better, more effective than, for example, Facebook Memories. Facebook Memories, I don't know what algorithm is running that thing, but time hop will go in and, if you give it permission, dig through all of your Facebook and say, hey, this thing happened 6 years ago on this day. And you go to your Facebook memories and it's not there because Facebook didn't deem it important enough to show you on the memories page for whatever algorithmic reason. So TimeHop doesn't have an algorithm. TimeHop just says, if it happened on August 5th or September 5th in 2013, here it is. I have all my pictures backed up and stored now in Dropbox. So everything that happened on August 5th through all of the years, going back quite a few years, 20 some cases, I get to see the picture. And that is just so neat. So if you're not using TimeHop app and you have a lot of pictures, you have Instagram, you have Dropbox, you have Facebook. It used to have Twitter integration. I don't think it does anymore. But it looks back on quite a few different places and shows you back in the day. So this is my endorsement, unpaid, of the app called TimeHop. I have been using it for years. I absolutely love it. And sometimes it reminds you of some sad things. Sometimes it reminds you of some happy things. It is indiscriminate. It just says it happened on this date, on a different year. Here you go. Here's your picture. And in that same vein, I'm going to close with a wee bit of poetry, because the other thing that has happened in Labor Days of the past is in 2021, one of my primary sources of stress left my household for a while. Because I think I've mentioned in the past, we were at one time a household of 11 people. Now we're a household of four. It's just how time and events have changed things. But back then in 2021, we were a household of 11 people. And the former brother-in-law, who I don't like speaking ill of people, but he was a leech. I'll leave it at that. He was an unkind leech. I have since found out that, for example, he hit one of my kids. Unacceptable. I'm glad he is no longer in our circle. I am glad I am finally free of him. But for a time, when COVID was at its height, he and one of his kids lived with us. And when he left in a huff in the middle of the night on Labor Day weekend in the year 2021, I wrote a poem in response. So that's kind of the real life background here. So here's the poem. I never officially had you. You were never really mine. But here I am missing you, child, for I cared all this time. I watched you learn and grow for only a single year. I watched you gain a sparkle, and I watched you shed some tears. I can only hope that you remember, family doesn't come from blood. Family is from love, not from just the mud. First to say good morning, first to say good night. Your smile won't be forgotten, little one. I hope you don't cry in the night. I was powerless to keep you. No, I had no choice. If it were up to me, I'd have kept you safe to listen to your voice, a daughter through love and choice. Think of us, I hope you will. We miss you, little one. No matter how time bends, you're always welcome here. A safe space, warm bed, and something clean to wear. A place to grow your hair. I look forward to the day I can see you laugh again and play. I miss that little niece. I don't dwell on it much, but the anniversary, the 3-year anniversary of her leaving my home is very much weighing on the back of my mind right now. So I thought it only appropriate to share that poem. Because as she admitted to my youngest daughter, she wished that I was her dad. And I wish that I was capable of having saved her. She is hopefully now in a better place. I know that her father lost custody of her. And that's that. I've lost track of her. I hope one day we can reconnect and I can see that she's doing well. But that's where it lands right now. Similarly, because that leaving set off a chain of events that would eventually cause my now ex-wife to go and re-retrieve her brother lover and forcibly move him back into the house yet again. Because she had two kids with him. You can't make this stuff up. this is definitely stranger than fiction. And I was willing to raise those two little ones as mine. So just earlier today, I was reminded, thanks Facebook memories, of my happy announcement of the older of the two smalls, how I refer to them, the two babies that weren't genetically mine. I had a due date for the oldest of them, for little Fireball, as I refer to her on the blog. So I'll close with one more poem. And like I warned, we're going long today because deep thoughts, both in the political arena, in the part one episode, and now here in the personal arena in part 0.5. This one is titled something not personal. The last one was titled the niece's name. So that's why I left off the title. But this one is simply titled Cut More Than Me. Children that weren't mine, I'd have raised you, raised with love just fine. Our hearts are bigger than we think, no matter how she came to be. I named her my daughter without a stink for all to see. I'd be raising her now if you'd chosen to stay. For at the end of the day, you're the one who chose to stray. No matter what you say, no matter how deep you cut, I stayed loyal until you cut more than me. You cut our children, you see, and that I couldn't let be, which is why I finally set you free. Obviously, this poem is written from the perspective of me speaking to my ex. Because that previously mentioned hit from brother-in-law to eldest son that is still at home, she was present for that, and she did nothing. And that's straight from that son's mouth that came up in therapy. So she did nothing. And she tried to repeat the process with some other stranger and caused panic in the household. And I should probably be in therapy, but I'm going to share it publicly here instead. But this is a podcast at flameflash.net. And this was episode 158.5. I really appreciate you sticking with me today. It was a weird day. It was a busy day. And it feels good and freeing to have shared. At least the one listener I know is out there. Feel free to write in, my friends. And be good to each other. Remember the golden rule. And it's not the DuckTales. He who has the gold makes the rules. It's the other one. Treat everyone how you wish you were treated. And if we all abided by that simple rule, the world would be such a better place. Have a good evening.